Tonight, from Tatooine, Viva Mos Eisley!
Hello, and welcome to the Viva Mos Eisley podcast. I am Dart Robin, and joining me today is Peter.
Hello.
Dario.
Hi, what's up?
And our guest today is Jedi Master Cole 583.
Lego Master.
Almost had it.
Lego Master. What did I say?
Jedi Master.
Oh, sorry.
You're a Jedi Master anyway. So.
Yeah, you are. okay, so today we're watching the second episode of the new series of Doctor Who, The End of the World.
Yay!
We are introducing both Peter and Caleb to the series now. This is the second.
This is our second episode.
Yep, second episode on that series. So
can I make a prediction of what's gonna happen in this episode?
Okay.
Okay. Well, the Doctor is gonna stop 2012 from happening. And that's why we're still here today.
That's a good way to describe it.
Well, yeah, nice. This episode takes place a lot later than 2012.
Darn, he must have already stopped 2012
yeah.
Before this.
He probably did. Because I found it funny when people, when that date happened, people were posting on Facebook, "Yay, the Doctor did it! He saved us!"
Really?
Yeah, they were.
This is stupid.
If you go to my Facebook and scroll down really far in my timeline, you'll see I shared pictures of that.
Oh, wow.
Like, what do people think were going to happen? Like, the Death Star suddenly comes out of space and then just shoots a laser at us?
Yeah.
What, just like that?
Yeah, just like that.
That's kind of cool. I mean, we need
Hey, look,
to...
now we have two moons. Oh, that's no moon.
Oh, you're funny, dude, huh? Oh, man. That's a good one. But I mean, come on. We need some kind of like a war before the whole destruction thing.
I mean, they just make it too easy on us, you know? Like, we just walk up to Darth Vader and, like, we spill coffee on him, and that's what happened.
Wow. Just like that.
Just like that.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let's start watching the episode.
Wait. My computer's frozen.
Again. Okay, I'll just explain how we do this. The way we're doing this is you gotta have your DVD, Blu-ray, whatever means of watching the episode, Netflix or something. And you'll be watching the episode with us while we comment on it. You just have it set up at the episode beginning. Start with the last time trailer or last time segment. I'll count to three. Then you just hit play and watch the episode with us while we comment on it.
Peter, did your computer thaw out yet?
Nope.
Peter's always having technical difficulties.
Yeah, I know. Click, 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 click.
The Imperial March clicking.
Yeah.
Click, click, click.
Sorry, guys, if you hear some click, yum, yum, it's me, okay?
Click, click.
Okay.
Yum, yum, yum.
I'll probably be eating some spaghetti in the middle of this, too, so I'm sorry.
Spaghetti? Spaghetti.
So, yeah, I think it's kind of sucks that Eccleston only got one season because he was a good doctor.
He did really great in that first episode.
Yeah, and he did a great first series. There are some episodes in this first series which is lacking a bit, but it's still pretty solid season. I think.
And he had some pretty comedic moments as well.
Yeah, he's funny.
But Robin, you understand that this guy has like a movie career thing, so.
Yeah. But even though he is funny, he is one of the more serious doctors. Because at this point in the timeline, the doctor has just gone through a very horrible event. Uh-huh. And this is like, this event is like what the first season is all about. It's a big theme going through this season.
Ooh.
Because he was in a war. You'll find out more.
Well, about he mentioned it. The war in the
yeah.
last episode.
Yeah, he did.
He couldn't save the planet.
Yeah, that's why I said you'll find a bit about the new series Mythos here. Yeah. And that's really a big thing in the entire new series, because this happened like after the movie that was in the 90s, because that movie is part of the canon. So it wasn't a big theme in the old series because it hadn't happened at that point yet. But now the Doctor is just coming after through that, so that's why this version of the Doctor, he's a bit more beat down and a bit more serious than the other Doctors. The other Doctors joke around and fool around a lot, being silly.
Uh-huh.
I saw him playing with the cards in the other episode and like completely just dropped them like everywhere.
Yeah. he does have his silly moments too, Eccleston. Although
you think like
I think season two
probably
is
like
a bit...
acting silly. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I think season two is a bit weak. It does introduce my favorite doctor, David Tennant. This doctor is the ninth doctor, by the way. He's the ninth actor.
How long did
played...
David Tennant stay in as the doctor?
He stayed for three seasons. And then they did a whole year where they just did, it was, I think, five special episodes, which were a little bit longer. I think those specials, that was the series in its prime. Those...
Is Doctor Who still running?
Yeah, like, it's still...
Do they
yeah.
still come up with new episodes?
We just went out of season 7.
Uh-huh.
And in November, wait, it's November now, yeah? Later in
yeah.
November, they'll be doing a special episode, since it's the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who this year. It's been around 50 years now.
That's it?
Yeah, the first episode in... the first episode aired in 1963. So,
oh.
now
so, Doctor Who fans prefer to be called Whovians?
Yeah. So
yeah.
This
not
month
they're
doing.
They don't like being called Hooters or Whoians or anything like that. Or Whovilles, Whovillians.
Whovilles.
There's actually a lot
in the Grinch
on YouTube.
Okay.
In the Grinch, that's where the first Whos were.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're like those video clips on YouTube that shows you, you know, all those 50 years and with all the different doctors.
Yeah, they just released like a teaser trailer where they showed all the doctors, and
yeah.
it was really beautifully edited and cut. And
yep.
yeah, I love that trailer, even though it showed nothing from the special. And
they did that with James Bond.
Yeah, this special is gonna be huge. It's gonna. It's gonna tell us way more about this war that I was talking about earlier, apparently. And
so who's
oh, nice.
The current doctor?
The current doctor is Matt Smith. He's the 11th doctor.
Yeah.
Is he a good doctor?
Yeah, he's a great doctor. I think he's on par with Christopher Eccleston.
Yep.
Tennant is my favorite, but these two have my tied second place.
Matt is amazing. That's it.
Yeah, he is. In Christmas, they will kill him off, though.
Oh, why?
Wait, they kill off the doctors?
Yeah, they'll...
There's gotta be, like, a transition.
There's gonna be a transition, and this new guy, Peter Capaldi, is gonna be the new doctor. And Peter Capaldi's the oldest doctor in a while who's played it.
Yeah.
He's the oldest since the first Doctor.
Who's the first?
He's William Hartnell.
But who's the Doctor that was on the most seasons?
My mind's drawing a blank now.
Is it Tennant?
No, it's Tom Baker. And he's also one of the most popular Doctors. I think Tennant is a bit more popular than Tom Baker, but I think Tom Baker is on second place on like the most popular.
But Robin,
and he had several seasons. I can't remember, but he's the guy who played the Doctor for the longest time, almost throughout all of the 70s.
But do you think they consider, when they bring a new Doctor, they consider the audience, you know, it, for example, okay, we are targeting an older audience or a younger audience. Do you think they consider that? Because Matt Smith did a really good job. I mean, it goes really well with younger audience. But this new Doctor, he looks really old. So I don't know.
Well, there's been older Doctors in the past, and it still worked. I think John Pertwee, he was a great Doctor, even though he was pretty old.
Well, John Hurt is John Hurt. You know, he's a really amazing actor. So
I said John Pertwee.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Peter says he's ready. Are you guys ready to start it?
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. Just wait a bit. I'm ready soon.
What are you doing, Peter?
What? What did he say?
He said, what are you doing?
Dario, have you seen any of the classic series?
What?
Have you seen any of the classic series?
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean, the older episodes?
Yeah.
Not completely. I mean, I was just checking some stuff from the older, really old episodes, but not the whole thing. No.
I've just seen a little bit. I mean, very few people have seen the whole thing because it's a lot of episodes. I mean, went from the 60s to the 80s.
Uh huh. Yeah.
It's been on longer than The Simpsons.
Yeah, it's been on since 1963, as I said.
Yeah.
And I think, isn't The Simpsons the longest running cartoon series?
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be, yeah.
Yeah.
So this must be is this the longest running action series? Or I know it's the longest running sci-fi, but like, is it the longest running
You can say that. 50 years, it's a lot.
So. Yeah, it's a really long time.
I think Tommy checked it out one day, when we were talking about it, and there was some news station which had been on for the longest time, and
news station.
Yeah.
What is that, Robin?
Some news programs and like BBC News or something.
Oh well, this is like actual acting. They're like telling you news. So I would consider this the longest running TV show.
Yeah.
Well, there was some kids show that was the longest running. Well, that was the second longest running, I think.
Ah.
So some like a puppetry show.
Yeah, but still, I mean, for a really long time, this show.
Yeah, this show's been. It might be the longest long action show.
Yeah, its time is not to be underestimated. I mean, 50 years.
All I know, it's for certain the longest running sci-fi shows. So.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most popular science fiction franchises.
Exactly. That's what makes the whole show like really relevant, because it doesn't matter 20, 30, 40. It's been 50 freaking years, and the show still till today.
Yeah, that's really popular. That's great.
Yeah, and it gets better with each new season. So
yeah,
I'd say it would be the third most popular sci-fi series I'd say Star Wars first, then Star Trek, then Doctor Who, and then
Yay.
Star Trek.
Yeah, maybe. I could see. It's ranked like that.
Or maybe it's second.
No. Sure. I think I put Star Trek over Doctor Who. Battlestar Galactica are pretty popular, but I don't think it's more popular than Doctor Who.
I don't think so. It is popular, but not more
than and Doctor not Who. Babylon 5 either. Terminator is really popular, but still not over Doctor Who, I think.
How dare you to compare Babylon 5 with the Doctor? What the hell?
What do you mean? You don't like it?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not even close to the Doctor. What the hell?
Oh. Well, there's some people who like Babylon 5 a lot.
I know.
There's
I
like
know.
People. That's everything. Those are kind of rebels, which like people ask Star Wars, Star Trek, which is better, and they're like Babylon 5.
No, it is really popular, but Doctor Who again has
50
not only
years.
It's 50 freaking years, and it's
yeah. So I think we can say it's if you don't count comic book franchises, it's the number 3. Because I think DC and Marvel would rank over it, but if you
also 50
them,
years to build up fans, that's a lot of time.
Exactly that.
And the new series brought in a lot of fans.
And you know what? I heard, you know, the episode, movie, whatever, for the 50th anniversary is going to be, like, huge.
Yeah,
it's going to get the best special effects, the best story.
And they're actually going to release that in some theaters.
Yeah, you see?
Okay, let's just start this. We've been talking on way too long.
Yeah, that was a nice Doctor Who discussion.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll keep that in. Because we were actually on topic.
Yeah,
we already talked about... Oh, and before, and one more thing. Not only is this show popular in the UK, it's become a really big deal in the US as well.
Yeah, it does. Especially since the Matt Smith seasons.
That's true. Yeah. I was at Comic-Con, so I was watching a lot of people going crazy just because there was this little area for Doctor Who. And I show you pictures from me, so...
Oh, yeah, cool.
I'm telling
Thanks.
The truth.
All right, let's start.
Yep. 1, 2, 3, play.
Karate chop.
Yeah.
Run.
They should have played the Lone Ranger theme when they were running.
The Doctor.
Yeah, and
here we go again.
It has some great music too. As I said, I love the Ninth Doctor's theme. And also the 11th Doctor's theme. That's a great theme. It just sticks with you.
She just totally ditched her boyfriend.
Yeah, that's why some people doesn't really like her. She's kind of a bitch.
No,
she's
like tired of
Bella in Twilight.
Oh, come on.
Who's Bella?
What?
Thank you. That's great answer there. Your life has been saved right now, okay?
Come on, don't bring up the Twilight stuff in here.
Twat-light.
Oh. Twilight.
Yeah, let's do a commentary on that.
Okay.
Oh, God. I'd barf the whole time.
Oh, she's learning how to handle the machine.
No, she is not. She's just looking at it.
But, like, this machine requires a lot of, like, physical, you don't just press a button.
Yeah.
Turn wheels.
They actually explain later in the show that it's really supposed to be like several people flying it. That's why he has to run around a lot. Because there's supposed to be many people.
Oh, that's cool.
Each doing one small simple task.
Yeah, he's doing it all by himself.
Bless you.
Thank you.
And why don't they just why does it have to have all those physical controls?
What do you mean?
Like why they're turning the little cranks and spinning the wheels and all that stuff when they could just press a button or something.
Good question.
I thought they were like really advanced.
Well, you couldn't drive a car just by pressing buttons. That would be kind of hard. So I think it's like kind of the same thing.
Well, I mean, with this, it takes a lot more than just...
It's really technological. That's your question.
Yeah, and you think they'd have like a holographic pad that you press the place you want to go and it takes you there.
Well, they're not that advanced.
Oh.
Aw.
Oh, there's the end of the world.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh my god.
This is cool.
It's creepy.
It's cool though.
And the awesome theme music.
Yeah.
As I said, this is probably my favorite version of the theme. There's a lot of versions. As I said, all the doctors have their own version of the theme. Although Tennant's theme is very similar to this.
Yeah.
I'll be right back in like 1 second.
Okay.
Oh, I miss having the BBC channel.
Sorry?
I miss my BBC channel on cable.
Oh. Yeah.
I used to have it, but not anymore. Nah. I used to watch Doctor Who.
You have Netflix, so...
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Why is it not the same? You don't have to watch the commercials.
I like the BBC channel. There's a lot of good shows there. That's why.
Yeah, but you can get them on Netflix, right?
Yeah, but I want to watch the Graham show and, you know, those late night shows and stuff like that.
Okay. What's it all for?
Huh?
What's it all for?
Okay, guys, I'm back.
Shut up, Robbie.
What did I miss?
You miss me intimidating Rose.
Okay.
So you didn't miss that much.
But it's so CGI.
Actually, I want to hear it.
What's it all for?
That's pretty good.
Yes, it is. I don't understand how they are just looking at it like, okay, it's happening.
No, she don't you see? She's very, like, shocked about this.
Yeah, she's...
Not as shocked as she should be, though. She should be like, holy crap, the Earth just ended. No, she's just like, oh, well, how did that happen?
But look at her face right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at her face right now. She does seem to be affected by this.
Well, you're right, Robin. Yeah, you're right. But still, I would be like shaking and, you know, like trembling. Yeah. What is this?
Oh, there's the guy from Avatar.
Stupid blue creature thingy. When the heck is that?
He lost his ponytail.
Did you hear that?
Psychic paper.
Yeah. It's the Oompa Loompas.
The heck? Those little kids.
I bet those are kids. Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah. The Oompa Loompas.
Oh, that species was in Pirates of the Caribbean. What the heck?
Yeah.
That's the thing that played the flute in Jabba's palace.
Yeah.
I would be scared to death. Jeez. To watch those aliens. What the hell is that? The scariest one is The Last Human Being.
That must be some, like, alien drug.
Yeah.
She's just like, don't smoke it all at once. Or else you'll look like me.
There's more than where that came from.
I don't know you guys, but my skin is, like, feeling like...
That face creeps me out.
Is that, like, a jar with a head in it?
Yeah.
He sounds like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, he does.
No, more like Morak. Oh.
What if he dropped it when he did that? Now I see where they got the idea for annoying orange. They got an annoying stretched out pillowcase.
Yeah. I don't look a day over 2000. I mean, who would want to look like that?
I don't look a day over 2000.
That's disgusting. I'm sorry, but it's disgusting.
This is creepy.
I hope you don't get nightmares, Peter.
Oh, that, remember the alien made me nightmares? That video? Oh, God.
That was funny.
Man. This is a crazy episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Like, with each of these aliens, I can find
this,
a Star
this
Wars.
This is a funny moment. She called it an iPod.
Oh my god.
Classical music.
That's a jukebox.
Oh, no, the song.
Classical music.
Yeah.
I get away. I've got to. Get away.
Really? Are they dancing or something? Like,
she's like, I'm out of here. I don't like this song. I'm taking my pot and leaving.
She's afraid now. Oh, disgusted.
Did they just give those balls away to everyone?
Yeah.
That sounds like Newt Gundry's voice.
Yeah, he does, from the Clone Wars.
Huh.
And from the movies, too.
I swear, with all these alien creatures, I can find some type of Star Wars reference. Like, their looks or something.
Yeah.
That's because Star Wars just, like, covered everything.
One of these kind of looks like the female Tusken Raiders.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
What the heck?
That's bad.
That's why he gives away those balls.
Yeah.
Oh, so the ball is going to attack her.
Yeah.
Wow. She's trying to find out who is he from, right, Robin?
What?
The girl, the alien. She was like, okay, I want to know where is he from.
Yeah, yeah. She had, like, a machine that tells her what species.
Yeah. And she said that's impossible.
Yeah.
Well, like I was telling you before, he's like a unique being, right? An alien being.
Yeah, you find out about that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't say it in front of us.
As I said to someone else, I don't remember who, that just watching this season will tell you more about the show than watching. It will tell you just as much about the show as watching the entire classic series. So this is a great place to start.
I just don't think that she reacted enough to all this. This would be like so much to take in, even after what happened in the first episode.
Well, I think she's more curious now. Curious, you know, she wants to just to blend in.
Yeah, but I mean, I would be freaked out still, even after what happened in the first episode.
Yeah, but remember, she accepted this whole thing because she wants to not enjoy the moment, but she wants to live the adventure. So maybe that's why she's not that, you know, that scared. Or
maybe she expected it or was ready for it.
Yeah.
Permission? Wait, what permission?
She needed permission to speak.
Oh, wow.
She's not allowed to speak if she doesn't get permission.
That's stupid. There it is.
Uh-oh. It's one of the spider droids from the Clone Wars.
Oh, yeah, wow. See, another Star Wars reference.
The little ones. But the little ones that popped out of the big one.
Yeah.
No, I think it looks more like the droids from this Tom Cruise movie. What's the name?
Oh. Minority Report.
Yeah, exactly. That one.
They got lasers on her head.
A woman's gonna die.
Yep.
I actually haven't seen Minority Report.
What?
How did they all pull it
inside? I need to.
How do you know then?
Well, you said a Tom Cruise sci-fi movie, and that was the only one I could think of.
Oh my god, okay. You gotta watch that movie.
Okay, I need to. Yep. I mean, it's a Spielberg movie. Of course I need to watch it.
just follow Tom.
The aliens that were giving away the balls, they did look kind of suspicious. I mean, they look kind of evil.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like an evil stereotype in alien races, and the ones with hoods and robot hands are definitely evil.
Yeah, I like the aliens in this episode, but sometimes this show is kind of like Star Trek. They just put a bunch of dots on their on human faces, which is kind of lazy.
Talking to a twin.
That's one thing I think Star Wars maintained was keeping the alien races.
Star Wars was always invented with aliens. Star Trek just put a bunch of dots on their faces and forehead bumps and such. So.
Like at one point,
in Doctor Who, there are several species that looks exactly like humans.
Like the Doctor species?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And not just the Doctor species. There's other species, too. So I think that's very lazy.
What are the objectives of the robots?
You'll find out.
Okay.
They are so alien.
You look at him. Space.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time I've seen him snap like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
As I said earlier, the war really messed him up. And that's why he's so reluctant to talk about... You'll find out more in this episode.
Yep.
The Clone Wars.
Yeah. He was in the Clone Wars.
Yeah, and when Order 66 was executed, that's what messed him up.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Wow.
Is that the screwdriver?
Here you go. Your TV should work fine now.
Oh, it's a phone.
What? Oh, her mom.
You got a hangover.
On top of the world.
Oh, wow.
They put a lot of puns in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, now we see her reacting to this. See, now we see her reacting, so she was just amazed by all the strange stuff.
Wait, she didn't expect her mom to die 5 billion years later?
Well, she didn't really think about it. It was just so exciting. So that's why she's reacting now. And that's funny how it's like, oh, be calm. It's a shock!
Yeah. Stupid spider droids.
Hey, you remember the senator? The blue one? Papui Chichi. Or something in the Clone Wars?
Senator Chichi?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's the same species, sort of.
Right? Besides, that name, it's not good in Spanish. Oh, it's right there. Too late.
But press the buttons. I mean, why is it that easy to put down the sun filter? Just press one button. I mean, what if you press it by mistake? But, no! No!
Oh, those legs can extend.
Stuff happens sometimes, Robin.
Oh, there's that thing. There's a lot of deaths in the show. I just realized that.
Yeah, it is.
And it's gonna get a lot creepier.
And, it's even worse in the Matt Smith seasons.
Oh, yes.
Because Stephen Moffat took over, and he's always compared to R.R.R. Martin. What's his name?
Wife.
R.R. Martin. Because he always kills off main characters.
Ooh.
You two go and pollinate.
Oh my gosh, He had a lot of balls in his pocket. Each one of those spiders came out of a ball.
Yeah.
So that means that guy
They gave them to all the guests.
Yeah, but I mean, you saw him pull them out. He just kind of had them in his hood.
Yeah. But
I have a question.
He had several assistants.
Who were they that gave it to him? Like those weird hooded people.
Well, you'll find out more about them, so.
Okay. They were giant robot Jawas.
Yeah. With the voice of Newt Gunray.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
That's his catchphrase. Each doctor has his own catchphrase.
Oh, that's cool.
I think the Ninth Doctor has a great catchphrase. Fantastic!
Wait, she was a little boy?
Are you surprised?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, very pure.
I recognize the voice somewhere. Wow, I don't know who it is, but I think I recognize it.
Lipstick and skin.
Yeah.
Oh, they're those but people again.
It is true, though. She's just lipstick and skin.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
I don't hear the spider crawling.
No, I haven't seen it.
Sure are a lot of wires down there.
Yeah.
You think they'd have it like...
She's a without direct all those descendant wires? Of the tropical rainforest. Okay, this is important.
Is that his flash driver? Screwdriver?
Yeah.
I thought you said flash drive.
Yeah, I said flash drive at first.
It's Sonic.
Let's upload a PowerPoint presentation.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh. Who's crying?
It was not a pleasant war.
Apparently not. I never thought that I would see the doctor crying.
This looks like a video game level.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
That's one more thing. This is TV, you know, show for TV, whatever. But the special effects are decent. They're nice.
Yeah. Most TV shows, they put on some pretty crappy CGI and hope it works.
Although, some of the CGI does look like subpar if you compare it to movies, but if you compare it to TV, this is great.
It is great, yeah.
That's and true. This is 2005 also, yeah. So this exactly. is really good for 2005. Mm. Oh. Those fans look blood splattered, like as if someone tried to cross and it got blood on them.
Yeah.
Because it hit somebody.
It looks like that, yeah. Traditional ballot.
Oh. Toxic. Yeah, these are real traditional. I bet at the time. Okay, this was modern music at the time. Like, yeah. The latest stuff.
Yeah, Toxic by Britney Spears.
Britney, really?
Oh, no, don't.
You already had one person sing. Peter. Oh. Wait, it was moving much faster like 5 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Run. Get the hell out of there. Run.
But she's a main character, so she gets to have it easy. And it looks like it's going upward sometimes. Because it was earlier up, but...
But even
does
if
I have
part
to
of the
say
room...
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
But if that part of the room was getting hot, wouldn't the entire room's heat increase?
Yeah, I'm sure it's pretty warm for her right now.
I think it'd be, like, unbearable almost.
Yeah, maybe.
And she was smart enough to get on the ground. That blue guy, I mean, he could have stopped it, but he just kind of sat there.
Yeah, he
Shoot.
That lady's voice is so annoying.
I know.
I don't understand what you guys find her annoying. I don't know.
Sun filter rising. Sun filter rising.
Oh, the girl with the voice? Okay.
Not her, the voice, yeah.
Oh, the voice, okay. Bless you.
Moisturize me. But I have to say, the aliens in this episode don't look too bad.
Yeah.
Oh. Talk to the face.
Oh, this is kind of what they did in the Clone Wars episode.
Yeah.
The spider to the
master. Yeah.
Yeah, they might have been inspired by this.
Yeah, I think the Clone Wars definitely... This is too similar.
It is, right?
This is way too similar, because the spider did the same thing.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, actually.
Oh. Moisturizing. Oh, wow.
So couldn't someone run up to her and punch a hole in her?
Well, they'd moisturize them with acid.
Acid.
Flatness costs a fortune.
A roster.
Infidel.
They didn't even mention dubstep.
The hell?
Why? Just like my fifth husband.
Beam me up, Scotty. Just chill.
What is this?
Doctor, use your time traveling abilities.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of points in the show where you're just like, why doesn't he use the TARDIS?
Yeah.
That's one negative thing, but most of the time it makes sense.
Maybe it's in maintenance or something.
Most of the time it makes sense, but sometimes not so much.
Have you seen this post on Facebook now? Robin?
What?
Wing a TARDIS in time for Christmas?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Never mind.
That stupid blue fat guy. We're going to die.
Yeah, we don't give him labor.
Thanks for stating the obvious. Wait, I thought she was holding it, so it should slow down a lot more than that.
Yeah,
it looked like they're going the same speed.
No, it did go faster before.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Wait, that would suck her into the vacuum of space.
Yeah, it would. Don't just stand there and look at him.
I know.
Move.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, that fat guy's head.
Don't laugh, Dario. This is a sad scene.
Burn, I know, baby, but
it's funny the sounds that they're coming from.
Oh my gosh. How are we going to get past it now? It was not going this fast earlier, I promise you.
Yeah, it was not.
Yeah, but it's so hot that that's why they're going faster.
Oh, wow. Dude.
Because they're cooling the air.
Yeah, but wouldn't it blow them back as fast as they're moving?
Maybe.
Yeah, what is he doing now?
Long fart.
Whoa! Oh,
wait, that was how cool. Did he do that?
Yeah, that is cool.
What did he do?
I guess it's just a Time Lord thing.
Ooh, that looks cool.
It was destroyed anyway.
Seriously, like.
Shut up, you stupid woman! Exoblast repair! Exoblast repair!
Oh, look at how he walks through them so easily.
Yeah.
But that's because it got cooler now, so they stopped rotating so fast.
Yes, the blue.
Oh, there's the blue guy.
He's dead.
He's not.
Yes, he is.
Oh, he's.
Yeah.
The little blue fat guy. He's dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't that bad.
He's like the Max Rebo of Star Wars.
Yeah.
And those people that the doctor's talking
it's
to.
It's funny
because
you can tell this.
Darth Bane. With his armor.
You can pick out, like, his head was a human head, but his body was like a puppet.
Yeah.
Because it was too unproportional.
Human club.
Oh, this is going to be funny.
Oh, God. This is kind of funny.
Too late.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm too young.
Yeah.
Oh, how did the giant fish head not die?
Fish head.
I thought the water would evaporate. Whatever the liquid is.
Wow.
Well, yeah. It wasn't that hot.
It had to be. That was like the heat of the sun.
Yeah, but they had the sun filters up.
But I thought they set the sun filters down.
Yeah, but if the sun filters was completely down, everyone would have died.
The whole ship would have like been melted.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
See, now she's reacting.
Yeah.
So does everything that happens next take place after Earth's destruction?
No, because he has a time machine, so sometimes they're in the future, sometimes they're really far in the future, sometimes they're just in a near future, sometimes they're in the past.
No, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay,
so that means,
they're always saving the day, aren't they?
Yeah, he just goes around saving planets and so on. And he has saved the Earth a lot of times, because most of the time they're on Earth.
She looks confused.
Yeah. Okay, but this scene is an important exposition scene.
Okay.
Sharpie.
Hmm.
Yeah, so he's the last of his species.
The Time Lord.
So it means there are like also, thousands of Time Lords with all those TARDISes? Isn't it convenient
how every alien...
Yeah, they were, but they're all dead now.
Oh, that's cool, though.
Yeah.
Isn't it convenient how, like, almost every TV series and movie has, like, alien species that can speak English?
Yeah. Yeah.
But the good thing about this series is that they actually explain it. Because, you know, earlier they were explaining how the TARDIS gets into her head and translates everything.
Oh.
The next episode isn't like in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, but look at that.
And yeah, this is I think
this looks like a horror movie.
Yeah, I think this is the best episode that takes place in the past.
Whoa, that's creepy. Reminds me of Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's the best historical episode.
That's creepy.
Okay, so what do you guys think of this show?
Great show.
That was a great episode. I think out of the first two episodes, which are the only ones I've seen, I actually like the second one a little better.
Yeah. Yeah, I think... I'm not sure.
The first one was cool, but I like to see all the alien species. And also, it also really reminded me of the Clone Wars.
Yeah,
it did. That's the elements episode, of it. Right?
Yeah, as I said earlier, I think always the three first episodes of each season just are really good. So you don't think it sucks anymore, Peter?
Nope.
Is it better than or worse than Stargate so far?
Stargate's better, still. Well, I mean, I've only seen two episodes of Doctor Who. I can't really judge that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, Stargate's better.
Yeah.
The Star Wars is on top.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Star Wars. I don't know if I can find anything to beat Star Wars.
No.
Yeah, nothing will ever beat it.
It has made such a big impact on me that I can't, like... Nothing can be bigger for me.
Yeah, same.
Same here. There's just something unique about Star Wars.
Yeah. But I think this is a really cool franchise. This is a... really deep involving mythos. There's a lot to learn. But I think it's great that this season explains so much. You can find out anything. A lot just from watching this first season, you get to learn a lot. And this season has two of the creepiest episodes ever. Like later in the seasons. Season, man, those episodes freaked me out. But
kind of like Brain Invaders.
Yeah, they are creepier than Brain Invaders.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah, but it's my job to traumatize you, so I'm gonna make you watch.
I'll watch Doctor Who, but not Alien. No.
Okay. Keep off with watching Alien for a bit.
Yeah. Not sure if
And there it. Are some worse episodes in season one, but overall I think it's a real solid season.
It is.
Yeah. Season two has some really good episodes, but it also has some really, really bad ones.
Well, I'm watching the first episode already.
No, Dario, you were supposed to, you were not supposed to do that.
Why did I tell you yesterday? I'm gonna watch the whole thing. I don't care. That's okay.
Okay, let's do the... if anyone doesn't have any more final thoughts.
I think I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good too.
I just wanted to say thanks for introducing this to me. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thanks for introducing me too.
I think every Star Wars fan should check this show out because it's kind of similar in tone.
It really is. It's a lot like Star
Wars. It can be way creepier.
Yeah, more than I thought it was.
Yeah. It can be way creepier than Star Wars sometimes, but mostly it keeps kind of the same tone. sometimes it's fun and much humor, sometimes it's really serious and pretty deep. Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I really like Star Wars.
Yeah, and this show is remarkably similar in that regard. Like, if you watch sci-fi, you get, like, deep, dark stories. If you watch fantasy, it's more lighthearted and adventurous. Yeah. It's mostly just Star Wars that has combined that, and Doctor Who.
Yeah.
A good Doctor.
And what's surprising is that Doctor Who actually came before Star Wars, which,
yeah,
you know, uh-huh. It was actually introduced to us before Star Wars, and yeah. We all thought at the time that Star Wars was unique.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wait, which was introduced first, Star Wars, Star Trek, or Doctor Who?
Doctor Who.
I think Doctor Who.
Yeah, Doctor Who is the oldest.
Star Wars came out in 1977.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that, but when Star Trek?
Doctor was 1963.
Star Trek is in the late 60s, I think.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not really a big fan of Star Trek. I don't like it.
I like the new movies, but the old series I never could get into all that much.
I like Star Trek.
Yeah, me too.
Wrath of Khan is a really good movie.
I like the Next Generation, but not really the old series that much.
Have you seen Wrath of Khan?
No, I have not.
You need to watch it, because I think it's really good. And that, along with 3 and 4, they kind of share like a continuing story. So you need to watch those together. They're called the Motion Picture Trilogy, and I've seen those, and I think those are like the best. Like that's the prime example of Star Trek, in my opinion. I haven't seen much of the shows. People seem to enjoy the shows the most, but
I've seen the very first original episode of Star Trek, and I swear. Like, the buttons on the ship were, seriously, cardboard with stickers on it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all it was.
Yeah, but that was in the 60s, so you gotta cut it some slack. If you watch 60s...
And also, it was pretty low budget.
Same thing, yeah. At least it's in color. Doctor Who is in black and white the 60s seasons.
Oh, wow. Yep.
But if you watch 70s Doctor Who, it looks just like Star Trek sometimes.
Have you seen Into Darkness?
Yeah, that's the movie that really, like, made me, oh, maybe I should check out more Star Trek, because I really like this.
Oh. Hmm.
Because I thought that Into Darkness was such a cool movie.
It was, although it has a lot of, you know, royal fans quite upset. Because the whole time travel, you know, time distance stuff, I don't know. I like the movies a lot, so.
Yeah.
So far, like, so, all the characters
Peter,
seem to be balanced.
You need to check out Into Darkness, because, you know, starting at the beginning might not be the best choice for everyone.
I saw the newer movies, like, alone. I understood them.
Yeah, and they are more similar to Star Wars than
exactly. Star Trek has been in the past. Exactly, that's what a lot of people don't like.
And also with the new, that's probably why I did like them, because they were so similar to Star Wars. And also, the one thing I did not like, though, is how the Spock time traveled. I just hope they don't introduce time traveling to the Star Wars universe, because then it gets so confusing.
Well,
oh, no.
They have introduced time travel to Star Wars.
When?
Oh, they have?
Well, think about in the Mortis arc. Ahsoka appears to herself from the future.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, but
that's a premonition. It's a vision.
Yeah,
it's
but
really
she's sending a message to her past self.
Yeah,
so
but it's
that's
not a,
technically
it's like
time travel.
But Robin,
it is because she affects the past.
Yeah, but it's not exactly.
How do we
like
know that was actually Ahsoka? As many weird things that happened, like Anakin saw his mom.
Well, I think
was already
I see it. That was
the son. His mom was the son.
Yeah, I know. How do we know that the son didn't disguise himself as Ahsoka or
I think
the daughter?
That was Ahsoka.
Qui-Gon also.
Exactly.
And besides, in the EU, there's something called Force Walk, which allows you to see the past. You like walk into the past.
Oh, that's cool.
So it is possible to do that. So
but
I
it's
think
not like a big thing of Star Wars. No,
it's not
like very, very subtle.
Like in Doctor Who, Doctor Who is all about the time travel. It's like
yeah,
exactly.
Doctor
like
Who.
The
it makes sense in Doctor
show.
Who, though.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is that time travel does exist to an extent in Star Wars.
I just don't think that it should be in Star Wars. I don't know if it would make everything a little confusing for the Star Wars universe.
Well,
a lot.
I really well, like yeah. that they included that scene in the Mortis trilogy because it's just so many possibilities. Like, if she sent that message to herself, I think that might have
affected the fact that
She left the Order. She was thinking about what she said. And she believed that, so that's why she left the Order, and that might have created a parallel universe, because I think that the Ahsoka that appeared in her premonitions probably stayed with Anakin, and she wanted to warn Ahsoka, she wanted to warn herself about staying with Anakin.
Wow.
So that's why she sent that message back to herself. And then she created an alternate universe. She changed the future, I think.
I never thought of it like that. That's... Wow.
Yeah, so I think that makes it interesting. And I absolutely love sci-fi. I've never been really that much into fantasy. But I love when Star Wars gets a lot of like sci-fi elements.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it can be too much sci-fi too sometimes. I think some of the comics are a bit too much sci-fi. Okay, are we gonna wrap this up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we can wrap it up.
Yep.
So overall, it was a great episode.
Yep. We went a bit off topic there with Star Wars and Star Trek, but
we're still in the sci-fi zone. We're all right.
Precisely, bro.
Yeah, but they tune in to what listen to us talk about Doctor Who. Yeah, still. Okay, you can find me on Facebook. Just search for Dart Robin. And like my page. I post a lot about sci-fi and so on. What about you here?
Well, two of my favorite pages are Random Star Wars and Star Wars Day. Just perfect pages on anything Star Wars. Just geek out, have fun. You should also check out, if you haven't, our Facebook page. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube. Check out Google Plus also. And we're also, Dario, do you want to say that?
Nothing. That's you can find me on my Facebook page, Lobo Collector, and I'm really glad that we did this episode of Doctor Who, you know, because it's really fun and, you know, it's different.
And you may have just given the series two new fans.
Yeah, it sounds like I did. What about you, Caleb?
You can find me on YouTube, LegoMasterCole583, or you can find a podcast group on Facebook at PlocoolCast.
Yeah.
And you, Robin?
Be sure to like us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're also on Podomatic in case you want to download our episodes. There's a download button so you can get it easy downloaded to your whatever device you're listening to.
We have some great stuff.
Yep, and we'll soon be on iTunes as well. And we're working on getting us on Instagram. So be sure to look for us there in the future.
Yep.
Woohoo!
And yeah. I think that's it. Bye.
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 Bye, everyone.
That was fun.